Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. And I should probably add that this podcast may be rated a little bit of a PG-13 podcast. So if there are...
Normally it's PG.
Yeah, but if there are children that are listening alongside...
Young children.
You may want to listen to this before letting them listen to it. Not that we're trying to be inappropriate in any way.
That's right.
We're just trying to educate.
Serious medical things.
Absolutely.
Just that, you know, four-year-olds might not be ready for this conversation.
Exactly. Exactly my sentiments.
So we
actually do have a great topic, and I would just want to let Tina go ahead and take it, and that way she could tell you what it is that led to this topic today.
Well, I had a colonic today, and we were talking about the holes down there in the woman lady region. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because the woman that does the colonics, every time she goes to put the hose in, she always, I told you this is like the fourth time, she always goes too high and she tries to put it in above my butt. And I'm like, okay, you're too high. It's not going in there. So we were laughing about it today because she's like, I'm always so paranoid about going in the vagina instead of the butthole. She goes, I always start really high. So anyway, we got to talking about the holes down there, and yeah. There, you know, we've had several people over the years who have had confusion over the fact that we have three holes mm-hmm. down there. Mm-hmm. And
actually, some people don't even
know that we have three holes. Right. Right. So that's why we named this podcast Three Holes.
It's a great name. I love it.
Because, ladies, we have three holes yes. down there, if you didn't know that. And so we wanted to talk about the three holes in mm-hmm. detail and give you specific specifications on those holes and where they're located exactly. So,
right.
you know, if you want to go down there and do some examining, you know, a little scientific exploratory evening, you know, hey, have some fun with it, right? You can like look for these things, and you can discover your body a little bit more.
I mean, it's actually very fascinating, the anatomy in the female anatomy. Mm-hmm. And if you go on Google and just look up an image of it, there's some really great images out there. I mean, and again, when you look at it, it's just... I'm in awe mm-hmm. that the way we were created, mm-hmm. okay? Because you've got some structures down there. I mean, let's just talk about the three holes, mm-hmm. okay? Or in a more scientific or in a more medical type jargon, orifices, mm-hmm. okay? The openings, which is just basically a fancy word for openings. So
you're so professional.
Let's say openings instead of holes, okay? Let's say openings. So the openings that we are talking about are the urethra, okay? What the hell is a urethra? People would be like, what the heck is that? So the urethra is where the urine comes out.
Right.
Okay?
So from the bladder.
That's right. So when you mm-hmm. go to the restroom to urinate, the urine is going to come out of the urethra. Mm-hmm. And the urethra is exactly what you said. It's coming out of, you know, it's draining the bladder.
Right.
The urinary bladder, not the gallbladder.
Right.
All right. So your next opening that you have is the vagina. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think that's self-explanatory.
I think we all know what that one's used
for.
Well, maybe not. I mean, let's just say it, because there might be a lot of women out there that don't know what
the
vagina is.
We're trying to make it a scientific, you know, learning session. I mean, the vagina is the opening for sexual intercourse, mm-hmm. and that's also the birth canal. Mm-hmm. All right, so when a baby is born, that's the birth canal.
That's the one that gets really big,
which
so the baby can be born.
Right,
right.
Which is amazing, mm-hmm. amazing that a woman, the process of the birth, you know, the birthing of a baby coming through the vagina, through the birth canal, mm-hmm. how that opens up. Mm-hmm. Okay. It is absolutely fascinating how we were created.
Yes. We call the vagina the baby hole.
The baby hole. Okay. We'll call it the baby hole. That's fine. We'll call it the baby hole. And then you've got the anus.
Right.
Okay. And what comes out of the anus? Poop.
Poop.
Poop comes out of the anus.
Right.
And that's further down. The anus is further down in the butt area. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. And the anus is my bread and butter.
The okay? anus is your special friend.
The anus is the opening that has provided bread and butter and clothing for my children. So it is a very, very important, opening,
very
okay?
Important
and
hole.
I have great respect
great
for
fondness
it. Great fondness.
For
great
fondness,
great respect
anus.
For it. That's
yes.
right. So look at this. I just want to point out, you've got these three openings all in a very small area, mm-hmm. okay? And the other thing I want to point out that I think is fascinating is that each orifice, each opening, leads to a completely different system in your body.
Set of organs.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
True.
The urethra leads into the bladder, then which ultimately
kidneys.
Leads to the kidneys.
Right.
Okay. So that's your urinary system.
Right.
The vagina leads into the uterus. You've got the
right.
the
all your reproductive organs.
All the reproductive mm-hmm. organs. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the anus, which is connected to the rectum, which is the
large
colon.
Intestine.
It's the intestine.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, yeah, they're yeah. all like three different systems.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of cool to think about that.
It is really cool.
It's almost like you're like a piping system.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you've got like these three holes that are attached to like a pipe system inside your body.
Yeah, it's a fascinating. It's fascinating anatomy. Mm-hmm. It's awesome how we were made
yes.
and how we were created.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's talk a little bit about like where specifically I think their urethra. Like I think probably mm-hmm. most women know where their anus is because we have to wipe our butts when we poop.
Right.
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 And I think that probably most women know about where the vagina is mm-hmm. for obvious reasons. And
right.
also because it's probably it's the bigger hole. Right down there. So if you were to feel or you're taking a shower and you're washing, that's probably the one you feel
right,
the
right.
most. But I think the one that kind of eludes people is probably the urethra.
The urethra.
Yeah.
It's the urethra is a very, very small opening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's not one that is obviously visible. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, first of all, it's not like you're going to be down there searching for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not something that you're typically looking for. But the urethra sits below the clitoris
mm-hmm.
or the clitoris, okay? And so if you were to look at some of this anatomy, you know, look at an image on Google, and mm-hmm. there's, like I said, great images, great anatomic images. You'll notice that the urethra sits below the clitoris, and it's actually right at the right above the opening to the vagina. So mm-hmm. right at the vaginal opening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. But it's not. It's very small. And you know, it's and that's where the urine comes from,
mm-hmm.
and that's what leads, you know, like I said, to the bladder mm-hmm. and to the kidneys.
But totally separate hole.
Totally
from
separate
the
hole.
Vagina.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but actually, I do want to mention that if you think about it, all of these openings are in a very close proximity to each other. You know, your urethra is close to the vaginal opening, and then further down is the anus, you know, and that is a very good, that's exactly why when you go to the restroom, and let's say you have a bowel movement, you do not want to wipe
mm-hmm.
from your
butt forward,
mm-hmm. okay, because you're going to drag
mm-hmm.
stool across your vagina and across your urethra.
Right.
Okay.
Which can cause a lot of issues because there's
absolutely
bacteria and
absolutely.
Things, yeah.
So
always wipe from behind you up. Right? like you put the, you don't put it underneath and wipe forward, you put it behind you and wipe right back.
Exactly.
All right, well, this was fun. Thank you so much for talking about the three holes.
The three openings.
Or thank you for being so professional.
Absolutely. Appreciate the three that. Orifices.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, we look forward to talking about other orifices in future podcasts.
Thank you for joining us and have a great one.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.